Hello, this is Krista Much.
Well, hello, this is the Farm to Heart News Talk. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Kristen, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about anniversaries and reunion parties, because we're tired of being cooped up. This is the year 2020. We want to be very, very careful. Social distancing, but we still want to celebrate. We still have anniversaries and reunion parties. Now we're coming to you. What can you do for us? What can you do for people?
Well, it's kind of fun because people are getting together a little bit now, cautiously. But a lot can be done outside in the fresh air. It doesn't have to all be all done inside. So I've done things where people will have their big tents, and especially for anniversaries and reunion parties, because it gives the children something to do. And the adults, and don't be fooled by that. Especially with the petting zoo, sometimes the adults have more fun than the kids, which is hysterical. But I do a lot of adult parties as well on that thing. So I mean, we would set up however you would like us, and I make sure everything is cleaned, the animals are clean, the petting zoo pens are clean, the saddles are clean, everything's cleaned after each use, just to keep everything nice and sanitary. And people are having a great time. I mean, they need to get outside. We've been cooped up too much lately.
I think so. Now, can adults ride ponies too?
Unfortunately, no, and they would really like to, a lot of them, but my ponies are little, and they only can hold up to about 85 pounds.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm out.
Yeah, so they're little guys, but a lot of people want to, and I'm like, well, maybe the pony can ride you, but you can't ride the pony. Mine are more geared for, you know, children. And if there is a child at an event or a party that's a little over the weight limit, I won't turn them away. It's not going to hurt my pony to give them one ride around. So I don't want to make anybody feel bad. So I always try to do what I can to make the children feel good at the events, too. Unfortunately, I can't do anything for the adults, but
right.
Not the ponies, but
now,
the children I can work with.
We're talking to Kristen Letch. She's the owner and founder of the Farm to Heart. And anybody reading your bio, you've had horses since you were a little girl. So This is just a territory that you feel very comfortable with. So let's say we have an elderly couple, they're in their 60s, 70s, and they have an anniversary. What could you design for them?
Oh, so that's really cute, actually. But, you know, everybody has their favorite animals.
Mm-hmm.
Some people it's goats, some it's sheep, you know. But, you know, we try to, you know, just put a goofy bow on the animals or a little bandana. And people can walk some of the animals around, too, because they're leash friendly, so they will walk around with you on a leash. And they think they really enjoy being with the people. So, you know, if they just wanted a few goats or if they wanted a lamb, I think, you know, that I can do that for them and bring them that specific animal as opposed to the whole zoo if they're just looking for something on a different level. And there's some things that I have in the works, too, in the future. You know, I'm thinking about doing goat walks and...
Love that.
Yeah, go on a goat walk.
This reminds me, Kristen, of llama walks. I have done that. Very cautiously, I was the last one in the group, and I was not holding the llama either. I kept my distance. So, and we walked through the woods. Talk a little bit about that.
So I've been, like, trying to think of different things to do. I've kind of in the works, you know. I have a few goats now, and then maybe get a few more, because I'm looking at different things, different places to keep my animals and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking a goat walk might be a lot of fun we could just walk through the woods, you know, take a little trail walk, and the goats could nibble on whatever they want to nibble, and people just could have fun with them.
Tell me, this would also be very, very nice for your reunion parties, class reunion, work reunion, whatever you want to reunite.
yeah.
You got it.
Because animals open up a venue like of talk for people too. If people are a little nervous or a little bit like, oh, I haven't seen them for a long time or whatnot, you kind of put an animal in the mix and they let their guards down a little bit and they're a little happier and they just start talking. So it's a nice icebreaker to have a few goofy animals.
It also reunites family, and I'm excited about that thought, what you just said, because look, people can't get together for Christmas and Thanksgiving. People,
exactly.
We need to stay apart. But how nice it would be to have a goat walk.
Yep.
Oh, I just love it.
So yeah, so I'm working on a few things. I got a few things cooking in my brain right now, trying to, you know, figure out the best way to do things. But
sure.
Yeah, that's one of the things I'm working on.
How many goats do you have?
Right now I have four.
Four goats?
Yep. Two of them are the goats I use for parties more often. One of them, she's an old goat. but she'll walk with you. She's just not too happy of it. And one of them, she's not leash trained. I got her not too long ago. Somebody didn't want her anymore, so I took her. And she kind of she's friendly, but she doesn't get the whole leash thing. So we're working on that. That's a work in progress.
That's great. But you still have four goats that you could engage with the family, and they can always take turns.
Oh yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Walk.
So I
am very excited about that. So that is a very unusual anniversary gift. Very unusual reunion party happening. I absolutely adore that because I know it's fun. I know it's fun. Everybody, you know, put some walking shoes on. It's good for the mind. It's good for the soul. It's good for the human and for the animal. I just absolutely adore it. Now, I know you need money. I know that. You started a GoFundMe page. Please talk a little bit about that before we go.
Yes, so I did start a GoFundMe page. It is on my Facebook under Kristin Letch, and that's KristinLetch. And you can also find the spelling of my name on my website, which is thefarmtoheart.org, which, you know, you could see my name. And I did start a GoFundMe page only because the COVID has made everything very difficult. Everybody's parties and events canceled. It was going to be a really good year until this all hit. And the animals still need to eat. So I can't put them in a closet and take them out. So they still need to eat. So I did start a GoFundMe to get a little bit of help, hopefully. Because normally what we do during the year helps the cost during the winter when it's a little bit slower and helps feed the animals. But since I don't have that this year, I'm really kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel to get the needs of the animals taken care of. So please go to see my GoFundMe page and help us out a little bit if you can.
Thank you very much. Would you give us your telephone number before we go?
Yes, it's 203-243-0882.
Oh, I'm so excited, and I will definitely announce that goat walk for families, for anniversaries, and for reuniting, whatever you want to I just love it so much.
Great.
I have some great ideas, and I will definitely talk to our listeners about that on Sunday. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
I'm very excited about that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.